Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Pei, and we are on Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The bottom line, let's just review what the context is. So we remember the Mishnah had told us issues of Ritzicha, and if there is a murderer, Rotzeach Shenis Ariv Ba'acherim, if there is a murderer that got mixed up with other people, then they're all off the hook. Kulan Peturin, according to the Tanakhama. And if Yehuda argues and says, no, you lock him in a kippah, you lock him in some detention, as we'll see, you feed him certain foods, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. That is the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda. The question is, what's the case? A Rotzeach that got mixed up with who, is there a machlokas? So far we've had two suggestions before we get to the third. So number one was the Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Yavo Amar Shmuel says that we're talking about a Rotzeach that did not have a Gemar Din yet. He's in the middle of the process. That got mixed up with Rotzchim that had Gemar Din, Lamisa. And that's the machlokas. And the issue is whether you need to have a Gemar Din Bifanav. And Bifanav means knowing exactly who it is. Even if you put the whole group there, that's not good enough. You have to know who it is in order to look for a schus for the person, and therefore, without that, that wouldn't be you wouldn't be able to have a Gemar Din. That's the Tanakhama, and the Yehuda says, no, at least you have to be Machnis Otam Lekipa. That is number one. Rish Lakish has a different pshat. Rish Lakish says, no, we're not talking about people at all. Because if there's people, then Vitzilu Eidah, they're off the hook. We didn't have a Gemar Din yet. So, then we're talking about oxen. Oxen, same case, but it's about shvarim, shelo nigmar dino, shenis ari v'shvarim achem shenigmar dino. And the machlokas is, do you compare kemisas habaylim kach misas hashor? So that is the number two. So now we get to Rava's question, and then we get to number three. Amar Rava, last two words on the daf. Amar Rava, ihachi, I don't understand. I don't think either of the pshatim fit in. Why? Because ihachi, if it's true that it's either one of the pshatim, hainu diktani Allah, but didn't we have a brisa that spoke about our Mishnah that said, Amar Rabbi Yossi, afilu abba chalafta b'nehen. Rabbi Yossi made a comment that even if abba chalafta, even if my father chalafta was amongst them, this would be the halacha. So what's the even? So first of all, it's a kasha Rish Lakish because Rish Lakish says the Mishnah is talking about oxen. So what would his comment be about afilu? Afilu abba chalafta. Even my father, we're talking about oxen. What do people have to do with it? Abba chalafta. And number two, is his father chalafta going to be a murderer? Right? Afilu abba chalafta b'nehem? And if he would be a murderer, does it make a difference if he was a tzaddik like abba chalafta? So b'manavshach, what does the comment mean according to either of the pshatim? So that's Rava's problem with both pshatim. Again, the problem with the second pshat is that it's talking about oxen, and he's obviously talking about people. Problem with the first pshat is it shouldn't matter who his father is, right? If his number one, his father is not going to be in the group of people who are rotzchim, and number two, if he was, then he's chayim misa anyway. Doesn't matter if somebody's a tzaddik or a gadol ador that commits murder, as the Yad Ramah here says, you know, it still wouldn't make a difference, right? That line reminds us a little bit of the Noda Behuda's issue, right? What Noda Behuda's issue? The Yad Ramah's line here of, even if he's a great tzaddik, if he's chayim misa, he's chayim misa. The Noda Behuda brought up the issue of the fact that there is no tshuva for Chayvi Mises Besdin. Again, it's a little bit different than the Yad Ramah is saying if somebody's a tzaddik and then commits murder, Rachman al-Aslan, we have to put it to death. If he's Chayvi Mises, the Behuda talks about the flip side. If somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, violates a certain Aveira that's Chayv him Mises Besdin, and then he does tshuva. Right, the case somebody is off, not on the proper derech, and he's b'chal Shabbos in front of witnesses, and he gives b'chal d'asra, and then all of a sudden he goes into an unbelievable Baal Tshuva movement, and he's oseg, and he's shogeg, pushing himself, and he becomes the gadol hador, and he becomes the Rosh Hashiva. And then finally, Edom get their act together and come to Beis Din, and Edom is Kabbalah says Edom v'cholulu, and he has a Gemar Din Lamisa. So what exactly is the halacha there? So another Yehuda says Chayim Misa. Just because he did tshuva and now he's the Gadol Ador, doesn't make a difference. Why? Says the Rebbe Yehuda. This is in Kama or Achayim Simalamed Hay. V'gamze ain't safek bo. Bizman shasan edron ayanoeg. Imavra chayvi misas bezdin acher hahasra. Af im shahu edim. V'lo ba'u le bezdin shanim rabos. Right, there's no statute of limitations. Uven kach asas et tshuva laharbe sigufi v'tani yoslei misbar yosef v'yosef mitshuvas hamishkal. He fasted every day for 15 years, right, doing tshuva. He rolled around in the snow. He did everything. And after that, v'shuv achar kol ha-tshuva bo eidin lebezdin. V'heidu havadei she'en ha-bezdin mashgichen al tshuvaso v'sarfin v'soklon l'fi onash ha-chit. Vadar v'yipala, asked Rabbi Yehuda, why? Kivan shevadai shatshuba ho'ila, v'kfar sara v'ono v'chataso, nischapra, lo miyumas. Elavadai, so his reason is, gzeras hakasav. Gzeras hakasav. Why? But it's not really gzeras hakasav. He continues and says, she'il male kein, batlu onshe Torah bechlalan. Ve'ein adam, sheyumas bevezdin. Ki yomar chatasi, v'hineni shav. Right, the whole system would fall apart. Everybody who commits a crime would do tshuva. Oh, I did tshuva and I, no, you can't put me to death. The whole system would be undermined. So therefore, it can't be. It has to be built into the system that tshuva is not accepted. In this case of Chayv Mises Best, that's what the Noda Behuda says. There are other answers given as well. I think the Chida says that, well, how do you ever know for sure? Maybe it's all a show. Tshuva is belayv. Maybe he's doing it because he doesn't want to be killed. But how do you know for sure that it's going to that he's really doing tshuva? And the Maharal gives two other answers. The Maharal in where is this Maharal? The Maharal in Nesivas Olam Netiva Tshuva in the first parak. The Maharal gives two answers. He says number one, which is the answer that he likes the second answer more. But he says the first answer is Bezdin is never there to award mitzvos. Bezdin is only there to punish averos. Right, similar to, right, you're driving down the, given this mashal before, right, you're driving down the road and, a cop pulls you over from behind and you get very nervous and he says, that was a great right turn, here's $50. It's never happened. Right, why? Because that's not what, but the job is to give out rewards. Right, the job is only to punish crimes. Right, and that's what Bezdin Shomata does, Bezdin Shomala does both. But Bezdin Shomata only does crimes. But then the Maharal says, but the real answer is, Tshuva is Me'al Hateva. How could Bezdin Shel Mata judge based on tshuva? Right, tshuva is something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. How can you wipe out the past? What's done is done. So it's Me'al HaTeva, so of course it cannot be used by Bezdin Shel Mata. Ki tshuva shayach al Hashem Yisbarach, ki b'sad Hashem Yisbarach yish tshuva el ha'adam, lo zulas zeklal, v'lachei tipsa tshuva b'Bezdin Shel Mala, v'lo b'Bezdin Shel Mata. That's obviously going back in history. The Maharal was a couple hundred years before the Noda Behuda, but that's the same issue that is brought up. Okay, so that has to do with the line of the Yad Ramah on this point of the Gemara. So again, what did Rava ask? Rava said, I don't like the first two answers, the first two pshatim of the Mishnah, because according to either of them, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't have made a comment about his father. So we spoke now about the content of what he said, but there's also an important point about how he said it. Right? This comes up whenever Rabbi Yossi quotes his father. He says, Abba Chalafta. You're allowed to call your father by name. Right? Abba Chalafta. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Beferish, you're not allowed to do that. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish Mem, in the beginning of Hilchos Kibud Av Va'Em, right at the beginning, you don't have to go so far. Sarach Lizar Ma'od, Bekavod Aviv V'Imo U'Bemaram, Eizehu Mora. What is Mora? What is awe? You always speak about Kibud Av Va'Em, but that's only the positive things. Mora is the negative things. You're not allowed to sit in his seat. You're not allowed to stand in the place if he has a special place to stand. Lo Soser Es Dvarav, V'Lo Machria Es Dvarav V'Fanav. V'lo yikre'enu b'shmo, lo b'chaya v'lo b'moso. You're not allowed to call him by his name. Ella Omer Abba Mari. Right, that's the imhaya sham aviv k'shem acherim, m'shana shmam imhu shem shehu peli, she'en ha'ko regilin likros bo. That gets into the little tricky issue. If my friend is the same name as my father, right? So if it's an unusual name that people generally don't use, then I still can't call my friend in the presence of my father because that could be interpreted as calling my father. But if it's a common name, if it's Moshe, Shlomo, a common name that many people have, so then it's not a problem, says the Shulchan Aruch. But the first part, what if I'm calling my father? So, even when he's alive or afterwards. So, asks the Achronim, so what do you do with all the stories in the Gemara? Like here, Abba Chalafti calls him by his name. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the Shulchan Aruch. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. V'likrenu b'shmo. Sorry, that's Pesachet Shuvah. Kashali, habib brachas yerches bebeis, amr lehu b'ina abba. V'chein Shabbos kuftes vaz. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Abba Chalafta. What's an example? Sorry, he doesn't answer the question. Just says, I don't understand how he's able to do that. So what's the answer? What do the Achronim say? So keep looking on the page. The Pesachet Shuvah. Pesachet Shuvah says, if I give him the title beforehand, so that it's mutter. Same question that a Gabbai calling up his father for an aliyah. Right? So some people just say, Yabod Avimori Shlishi. Right? And some people say, Yabod Avimori, then say the name. That's allowed because of this Pesachet Shuvah. Right? Uba, he says, Vaha, the Hatur, Hizkir es Aviv. You go, the Torah quotes the Rush all the time, right? Rabbeinu Asher, call him Asher. So he says either because calling him the Rosh, the head. That's a lashon of praise. Also, it happens to be his initials too, Rabbeinu Asher. But maybe he means it like the Rosh, or he says the Rambam, right? Size letters, Moshe ben Maimon, or whenever we say our name. Right, to the Gabbai. So again, that's calling my name, that's not calling my father's name, but either way, the Pesachei Teshuvah says if you give him a title, or if somebody asks you, here's the real Aliyah issue, somebody asks you what your father's name is, you know what he's supposed to say, right? If he asks you what your father, are you the son of so-and-so? What's your father's name? So the Pesachei Teshuvah says that's mutter, because I'm not calling my father by his name, I am letting somebody else know what my father's name is. Right, that's Venir Ali. Demachirim Shoalim Mimenu Ben Miata Mutter Lomar Lohem Ben Rebbe Ploni Ani. Maybe you should put a Reb there. Instant smicha, right? Many times, many shuls give instant smicha to the Olim. Viraya, but then he quotes Mimasha Kasa Marshal Biyamshal Shlomo Daha Daharash Hiskir Rabo Maharami Rutenberg Mishmo Bebnei Shahayelo Shachachavim Shai Rabo Sav Hutzur Chlaskiro. He wanted to specify which Rebbe he was talking about. Ube Aviv Bekol Yabaser Bebnei Sheino Ela Av Echad. So as long as it's a question, but as long as it's done b'derech kavod, and it's not meant to call one by his name, so that it is, it would be mutter, and that's what Rabbi Yossi did here with Abba Chalafta. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses here all the examples mentioned in history, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, what do you have to jump to Gemara for? Look in the Torah. V'shem Avosai Avraham v'Yitzchak, says Yaakov Avinu. Right, in the end of Rashi's. How can he say that? Ushlomo Amar, David Avi. Right? And that, he calls him by his name. Avol Behechrok Sorach Lomar Kain. You have to say, if you give him a title beforehand, he says, Shagam Kavanas Harambam Vahatur Vashokhano Akenu Vahulu. Oh, after the Kavanas of Shalikrenu Bishmo Lavad, below Abba, Vakshomer Abba Ploni Mutter. Vizesh Shakasvo, Ella Omer Abba Mari, Hubadavar Halacha, Kshomer Bishmo Vahulu. And then he continues. So again, you have to put it in a certain context. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we've done one line, the content and how it was said. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, second line. Says Rava, a third shot to the Mishnah. It's not about people who have gotten their Gemara Din Lamisa. It's not about oxen. What is it? What's the case that a Rotzeach is Nisarev Ba'achirim, Hachi Ka'amar Shnayim, Shahyu Omdim, V'yatzachutz B'chetz B'bedehem. You know there was a murder weapon that came out of these two people. You know, somebody shot an arrow. One of these two people. You don't know which one. That's the case. The harag, shnei peturin. Right? We don't say, oh, it must have been so-and-so. If you don't know who it was, if it's one of two people, one of them's innocent, one of them's guilty, so then, in that case, they are both pater. And that's what Rabbi Yossi says, v'yomer Rabbi Yossi, afilu abba chalafta b'nehem. Even if my father was amongst them, who was a great tzaddik, doesn't matter. You don't say, oh, he must not have done it. And here, with Rashi says, the Shahakol, look in the first couple of skinny lines. Peturin, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Abba Chalafta Benam. Shahakol Yodin Shehu Chasid. Everybody knows he's the Gadol Ador. Velo Zarku, and he didn't throw it. It must have been the other guy. It's not enough. No Machayvin Leidach Mishum Hai Chazaka. Right, that Chazaka, that so and so is a tzaddik, is not good enough. Ubaha, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moda. And even Rabbi Yehuda would admit there's no Machnisim Lekipa in that case. Rabbi Yehuda says, the case of the Kippa, Lo Allah Ka'i. It's not going on that, but there is a chisur mechsur here. It is talking about oxen. That's the second line. Let's go back to the Gemara. Vishor shenigmar. So the Mishnah should say if nisarev acherim. That's talking about people, and you don't know who killed. So that's putter. And then what about a case of vishor shenigmar dino shenisarev vishor and acherim ma'alya? You have a shor shenigmar din that had a gemar din lamisa that got mixed up with stam oxen. So that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. Soak little son, these are words that are not in the Mishnah, right? We're adding this in. The Tanakhama would say, then you do skila. Why? Because in any case, the animal is already asur b'hana to the owner, right? It's a safik daraisa. Maybe this is a sharha niskal, and therefore it's off limits anyway. So there's no, right? Rashi says, kulu asiri b'hana'a vein hefsid l'baylim b'skila. And therefore, soak little son, kadeisha tiskaya mitzvah skila b'mechuyaba. So Safik Daraisa. Safik Daraisa al-Khumri, you have to be Machmir to try to fulfill the mitzvah of Uviyar Tahara, or Hashar Yisakel. So, Soklan also, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kotzanos on Lekipa, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, no, why be Matriach Bezdin, Rashi's Lashon, just put him into a kippa and then they'll die by themselves. You don't have to actively perform skila on them. Stop there for a moment. There is a shita in the sugyas of Shara Niskal that is quoted in every Tosfos, in every sugya, in Kiddushin and here and other places, the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam works very well, according to some Gemaras, and is very difficult to fit into other Gemaras. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, I'll show you, it's quoted right here. If you look on the seventh medium line in Tosfos, the Ode Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Shar HaNiskal Eino Ne'esar Mechayim. That's his Shita. A Shar HaNiskal, which we know the Torah tells us is Asur Bahana'a, an ox that is chayav to be stoned, is Asur Bahana'a. Rabbeinu Tam says that's only after it's stoned, it becomes Asur Bahana'a, not before it's stoned. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and the other Rishonim generally argued. The Rambam in Hilchot Diskei Mamon, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud. Sounds like that, no. Shor Shalo Nigmar Dino, our case. Shinis Arif Bishvarim Acherim, Kulan Peturin. Lefishin Gomrin Dino Shal Shor Ala Befrei Hashor, Kedin Adam. Nigmar Dino V'Achachach Niskari V'Acherim. That's our case. He had a Shor, that's Gemar Din Lamisa, and it got mixed up with others. Afilu Be'elef. Kulan niskalin vinikbarin vehein asurin bahanoya kedin behema haniskelas. Sounds like that. Our Gemara sounds like the whole reason that why you're allowed to do it is because the Bialim aren't losing anything. There's no hefset. So this Gemara sounds like the Rambam and Rov Rishonim. Again, every Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why all these Tosfosim are somewhat lengthy. There's always a discussion of how Rabbeinu Tam reads all the Gemaras that are more difficult for him to fit into. But one should just be aware of that Shita, and the Achronim all discuss that Machlokas. Good. We continue. V'atanya, and there's a Braisa. Rashi says this Braisa is Benichusa. It's not a Kasha. V'atanya, Parashah, Himisa, V'achar, Kach, Yolda. A cow kills and then has a baby, right? It gives birth. Im ad shalo nigbar dina yalda, if the cow had the baby before the gemar din, so the baby was not labeled as part of the cow at the time of the gemar din, vlad mutter, then the vlad is mutter, because there was not a gemar din on the vlad, on the offspring. Vimisha nigbar dina yalda, but if it's after the gemar din, the cow was still pregnant at the time of gemar din, so then vlad aser, then the vlad is aser. Rashi adds in the principle that's going to come up on Amud Beis. Bez Lashem, de ubar yerech imahu. The ubar is considered an extension, a limb of the mother, and therefore, if the mother has a gemar din lamisa, then everything is off limits and everything is aser bahana v'gamhu ne'esar b'gemar din imo. That is the first part of the brisa that has nothing to do with us. Nisarev ba'acherim. But what if then this cow got mixed up with other cows? V'acherim b'acherim, and other cows got mixed up with other cows. What exactly is the case? We'll see. But that's Kohen Son Lekipa. Then you put those cows into the kippa because, again, that is a Safek Isser. That is like Rabbi Huda's opinion in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Mavinus on the Bezam Vesoklan Osan, and that is like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, right? The way that Rava explained the Mishnah with the Chesura Mechzura, that's Beferish in the Brisa. It just flipped. Rabbi Huda is mentioned first, and the Tanakama is mentioned. The Tanakab is mentioned second. This Lashon of Nisariv Ba'acherim Ba'acherim Ba'acherim, right? That Lashon also comes up in a few places in Shas whenever there's a mix-up. And at various times, the Tosfos, for example, in the beginning of Mesechas Beitza, discusses whether it's appropriate to have that Girsa of Nisariv Ba'acherim Ba'acherim Ba'acherim. Right, whether that girsa is appropriate, why wouldn't it be appropriate? We know generally we have the principle of Safik L'chumra, but Svek Sveka L'kula. If it's a double doubt, we're mako by a svek sveka. So that's why in some of the Gemaras, it's a little difficult to say svek sveka. That's why sometimes that girsa is taken out. But here, Tosfos on the bottom points out that here, Tosfos knows that this is in the back of our head. That, hey, sometimes this girsa doesn't work. So Tosfos says on the bottom, hacha ein lachush igares achi. Don't worry about this girsa of acheros vi acheros b'acheros. Right, don't worry about that, because here it's okay. What's the case here? You have an ox that was chayiv for nigbar din lamisa, and it got mixed up with cows. And then there was another mix-up. So what was the other mix-up? So Tosfos says the other mix-up could be that the entire mixture got mixed up with more cows. So you know vadai that the cow, the nigbar din lamisa, is still in here. So that's not a svek sveka, right? That would just be, Tosfos says in the second half, that would be two roves against the cow. That's not a svek sveka, because you know for sure that this cow is in there. And it's one suffix. Is this the cow or is this not the cow? Right? That, so then the chiddush of the Gemara that you're machmir is that you have to, it's going against two roves. Right? Look at the third to last line of Tosfos. We'll do the second half first. V'yesh mefarish demayri shenisarvu kol acherim ba'acherim. And you still say that Gersa is okay. Why? What's the chiddush that if it got mixed up once or twice, if the entire first mixture is in the second mixture, it's Rech Mishum Dika Triye Rube. So then the chiddush is, even though you have two roves, you have a rove leheter of the first mixture, rove leheter of the second mixture, you're still machmir with these cows. Number one. Number two, to go back to the first part, if you don't say that, the other way to understand the Gemara is that the cow got mixed up with mixture A, and then some cows of mixture A got mixed up in mixture B. So that's already a svek sveka. Because maybe the one that got mixed up from this one was always in mixture B, not from mixture A. And even if it was from mixture A, maybe it's not the cow that was Chayamisa. So there, Tosfos already says that's the chiddush of even l'svek sveka. We would be machmir in this case. Okay. Either way, that's the girsa of acheros be'acheros. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara Amar Mar. So now let's talk about this brisa that we just quoted. Amar Mar, im ad shelo nigmar dina yolda vlada muteres. If the before the Gemara din, meaning the animal was pregnant when it gored, let's say it killed a person. A battle was pregnant when it gored, and then it gave birth, and then it had a Gemara din. So the brisa says that in that case the offspring is pater. You don't have to do anything to the offspring. So says the Gemara, really? V'yava gav dechinoch chahavis miabra? Is this even if the animal was pregnant when it gored? But for Amar Rava, didn't we learn elsewhere? Vlad hanogachas asur. If you have an animal that's pregnant when it gored, then the offspring is still considered as if it took place in the Maisa Avera, and you'd kill the offspring even if the offspring is born before the Gemar Din. It goes by the Maisa Negicha, it doesn't go by the Gemar Din, says Rava. That's the Kasha. Vlad hanogachas asur. He uvlada nagro. It and the mother and the Vlad did the Maisa Negicha. And also, Vlad Haner Baz, also, or if a Vlad took place not in a killing, but in a case of bestiality, Vlad Haner Baz, Osur, Hiyu Vlad Nirbu. So, as the Gemara, you see the crucial moment of determining is the Maisa Vera. It's not the Gemara Din. So, there's a discussion on that, but let's just first continue. So, the Gemara says, okay, you're right, switch it. Ema, im ad shalo nigmar dina, ibra v'yalda. If before the Gemara Din, after the Maisa Avera, in between, it became pregnant and then it gave birth, then Vlada Mutter. Because then it was not around to the Maisa Avera and it's not around about the Gemara Din. V'im Misha Nigmar Dina Ibra V'yalda Vlada Aser. But if the Gemara Din already took place, meaning this animal is on death row, right, Shari Niskal, and then it becomes pregnant, so then the whole animal is Aser Bana, so then the offspring is also going to be killed. Aser. We're talking here about not killed. We're talking about being makrivit as a carbon. That's the context here. But Aser, Dina Ibra, Vyalda, Vlada, Aser. So that is the, again, if everything happens after the Gemara Din, the Vlad is going to be Aser to bring as a carbon. But if everything happened between the Maisa Avera and the Gemara Din, then it would be Mutter. There's a two discussions to have. One is a fascinating question of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Tshuvas, and it says here that he spoke about this at a Mesiba. I don't know. We probably wouldn't bring this up at a Mesiba, but Rabbi Kiva Eiger brought up. He says, one second. So the Gemara is saying that the Maisa of this, if there's a pregnancy at the time of the Maisa Avera, that it's considered as if the Ubar took part in the Maisa Avera. Right, and that's why if an animal is pregnant at the time of Nirba, so then even the baby is going to be off limits. Asks the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, how could a man be with his wife when she's pregnant? Maybe it's going to be Isha Ubita. If the offspring is going to be considered as taking part in the Maisa, so then why is it? Imkein beishtum uberes eich rashoi lavo aleha. Neima dehi vivlada nivalu. Vahavi ba albito. That's his kasha. Kuf ayin beis in the Tshuvas in Kama. And his answer is the nearly is daiti. He says no, because even though asur. He says the balav hachi. You know why it's asur midrabanan lavo aleha if she's less than three? Kima delav shem bia aleha havi kamash kizaru al etzim avanim. The issue isn't anything other than it is, and it's considered of hashchasa zera levatala because it's not a ma'isa bia. But in a case where it's a regular ma'isa bia with a wife, MK, so then there wouldn't be an Isidra Abanan, and therefore it's not called a Maisa Biyah. V'im Mishabachi, B'uwaber, Deleka Midir, Chashash, Chasa Zaro, Lo Avi, Afilu Isidra Abanan, Mishum Erva. And he wrote this Shuva to his son, Avicha, Ohavcha, Kanafsho, signed Akiva. Wrote this to Rav Shlomo Ege, the Gilyan Marsha, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. That's not the Marsha from the back of the Gemaras. That's Shmuel Idols, but this is Rav Shlomo Eger on the side. That's his question. But if you look elsewhere, the Tiferes Yisrael also discusses this. Again, there's a lot of lumdus and discussion about this. It's a kasha that you know there's got to be an answer to, but there's a big discussion. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael, right, this Gemara also comes up in Temura. So if you look at the Tiferes Yisrael on Temura, Perek Vav, he says, V'ra'isi b'sefer shal gadol ador echad. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? It was in the same time. He says, I saw in the name of a gadol ador, Shemikar of Yatsa La'ara just came out. He quotes this kasha, and he says, I'm sorry, but I don't think there's a kasha here. V'amina de mechilas kvod ha'gadol ahu, kanayim v'shachiv rav amr l'ha milsa. I think that this is not a question. He says, because after all, why do you have to only ask the kasha from Ba'al Isho Bita? What if it's a Zachar? That's Mishkav Zachar. Is any better? Right? So he says, why is there a kasha? Bavi Kabbalah Zachar. And then he quotes, also, it should be usher to shecht a pregnant cow because it's Osoves Beno. Right? So he says, just keep going with the kasha. And obviously, none of these are a problem. Why is there not a problem? Because even though it's still considered as taking part in the Maisa Avera, it doesn't mean that it's an independent entity in the Maisa Avera, says the Tiferes Yisrael. It's Vlad Nakho, but not Vlad as an independent Vlad. Vlad as an extension of the mother. Even, you might say, even if you say Vlad Lav Yerech Imohu, even so, it's still not totally independent. And therefore, it's part of the mother. He says that in a few ways. Mehai taima sharinami livol ishna muberes mitavalei havlad kegufa ein baatzma v'tshravayu keguf echad chashivi haryu keechad ever me'evareha. Right, that's the language of the Rambam that he quotes. And therefore, when the Gemara says it's keechad and it's considered that the vlad was nogeach or the vlad was nirba, it doesn't mean as an independent entity, and therefore the whole Akasha doesn't get off the ground. That's what if you look in the Shlomo Eger in the Ksavim Siman Laman Aleph, he says Shadiber Mizeh b'Mesibas Banav, right? Some type of Mesiba that they had this discussion in, and then he says maybe it's a Darish Shani Meskaven and it's not a Psek Reisha because it's only Psek Reisha only applies to certain cases. Anyway, the whole discussion in the Achronim on this Kasha, but that is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Good. The other point to mention on this line, and then we'll continue, is the question of that the ubar is considered part of the maisa, but the ubar of the animal, let's say, the ubar doesn't have a choice in the action of nirba. And we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere, it's a machlokas rav and shmua, bui paskin lakula, that an animal that was, did an maisa avera ba'ones, remember the case of shor ha'itztadin, an animal that is trained to kill, one of the amphitheater, old Roman amphitheaters, oxen that are meant to kill, so that ox is kosher l'gabei hamizbeach, because it was ne'enas to do the avera, and therefore it could be that it is not called an avera. So here, the Achronim again ask, Tosfos even, I'm sorry, not based on the Tosfos, but the Stifler asks in Ksubis, so why is this Vlad any worse than Ones? It wasn't able to take part, didn't have a choice, but it's the same answer you get from the Tiferes Yisrael. It doesn't mean that it's not called a separate entity. Even if the Vlad is part of the Maisa Avera because it's part of the mother. Right, and therefore, that's how you answer this kasha as well. He quotes the Kushya Atsuma. He says, "Afilu iubar lav yerachimo mikol makom shaper vladon gachas asrolim isbeach." Why? Havlad nenas b'maisa negirchazu. I'm reading from the Stipler in Ksupas Simin Yud Gimel. Aidei ha'im v'avle kishara itzedin d'avi shahara kashlam isbeach the kaimlan karav. So what's the answer? Because even if you say vlad yerachimo, doesn't mean that it's a separate maisa avera. And he quotes other rayas to that as well. Okay, but that's a large sugi in the Ubar Yerachimo, Lav Yerachimo, who? It's not across the board. Even if you say Uber Lav Yerech Imo, it doesn't mean that it's totally independent. Even if you say Uber Yerech Imo, it doesn't mean that it's exactly part of the mother for all purposes. Okay, just that's okay. Okay, last line. So what did Brisa just say? How do we just interpret? We said, if you have an ox that is Chayeves Misa, Gemara Din L'Misa, and then it becomes pregnant and gives birth, that animal is also, right, Asur L'Gabi HaMizbeach, because it has the status of the mother. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, but this baby, this offspring, came from the mother and a mutter father, right? The mother was Asura, and the father was not. So that gets into another Shah Sugya. Hani Chalamanda Amar, Zev Zegorim Asur, this line, to say that the offspring is going to be off limits to be a carbon, fits in according to the Shita that says, Zev Zegorim, if you have two sources, one Asur source, one Mutter source, so then it's Asur, so then that fits in. Because here, the father is a Mutter source, and the mother is an Asur source, and you say Asur, so that's what the Braisa means. So if you say Zev Zegorim is Asur, we understand. El Alamanda Amar, Zev Zegorim Mutter, but if you say Zev Zegorim is Mutter, that the Mutter ingredient holds definitionally, so Michael Amemar, so we're back to the Kasha, on Rav is on the Braisa here, and the Braisa which was brought as a Raya to Rava, so El Amar Avina, Ravina modifies the Brisa as well. This is the second modification. So Ema, this is what the Brisa should mean. Im ad shelo nigmar dina, ibra v'yolda, if in between the Maisa Avera and the Gemara Din, so it became pregnant and gave birth, then Vlada Mutter, then we're fine, because that baby had nothing to do with anything. It was after the Maisa Avera, and it was before the Gemara Din. V'im ad shelo nigmar dina, Ibra, but if before the Gemara Din it was Nisaber, Umisha Nigmar Dina Yalda, Vlada Asr, Ubar Yerach Imahu. So in that case, it would be Asr. So again, if it's around either at the time of the Maisa Avera or at the time of the Gemara Din, it is going to be effective. Good. As we just said, Ubar Yerach Imahu, the various Mefarshim bring each of those shitos closer to the other shita, as I just mentioned, right? They're not as far as we think, right? The question that is another big discussion in this sugi is, Rabbi Akiva Eiger also asks on Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, we know the halacha is there's something called a ben pakua. Ben pakua means that there's a pregnant animal, and I shech the mother, so then on a daraisa level, and then the baby, I take the baby out after the shechita, the baby does not need shechita. Right, the shechita of the mother works for the child, and if the offspring, and even if the animal would walk around, the offspring would walk around. It was about to be born. So midaraisa does not need shechita. Midarabanan, because of marasayin, it needs shechita. But midaraisa does not need shechita. That's the sugya of ben pakua in Maseches Chulin. But if the mother was a trefa, the mother had a hole in its lung and it was going to die in a week, and you shechted, so then that mother is not kosher. Right, so that shechita does not work for the baby, even though the baby is not a trefa. So that's the question Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks: why doesn't the shechita's mother trefa work for the vlad? Right, if it's a what's a trefa? Isn't a trefa separate psul? Again, this is the question: isn't trefa a separate, independent problem from the shechita? Meaning, there was a perfect ma'isa shechita on the mother, and the mother has a problem that's a trefa. But that shechita should work for the baby. And after all, uber yerech imahu, and therefore you should say it works. What do you see from here? And this is one of the letters. In the back of the Griz al Rambam, we know there are michtavim. After he has the Griz al Rambam, he has about 10 letters. Some of them, it doesn't say who it was written to. It doesn't say it was written to. Some they say it was written to Rav Soloveitchik, from the uncle to the nephew. Anyway, but one of them is about Nevela Trefa. And they quote Rav Chaim's Yesod. Rav Chaim's Yisod was that, we might have thought that Trefa and Nevela are two different types of psulim. Trefa means there was a perfect shechita, and there's a separate problem. The animal has a hole in the lung. The animal was going to die for some other reason. But the shechita was perfect. Nevela means an animal died without shechita. An animal died. Somebody killed an animal. Right? That animal is a nevela. That's how we usually understand nevela and trefa. But I think they said this was Rav Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. That's what, if I remember correctly. Anyway, but what Reb Chaim was mechadesh was that no, trefa is not an independent problem from nevela. Trefa means the shechita wasn't wasn't good. It wasn't a good shechita with a separate problem. The heter shechita wasn't good. You did a physical act of shechita, but the heter of shechita doesn't work. Where does he quote that from? He quotes it from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avos HaTumos that if a non-Jew shechs an animal, it's only tamei midrabanan. Shechita sakum, meaning you can't eat it, but it's shechita daraisa. But the tumah is only drabanan. Shechita is not an avila daraisa. Einam atamei rak midivrei sofrim. And the Rambam asks a question on himself. V'im tomar v'halohi asura b'achila dvar Torah. But it's also daraisa to eat. So why is it only an avila drabanan? He says lo kala asur b'achila matamei. Not everything that's asur daraisa to eat makes you tamei. Shaharei trefa asura v'tzahora. A trefa is asur to eat, da'araisa, and a trefa is not tamei mishum nevela. So asks the Esrab Chaim, what does trefa have to do with the problem of a shechitas akum? Trefa is a separate type of problem. What's the connection between that and a goy shechting an animal? What do you see from there? A trefa is not a separate problem. Trefa is a problem with the shechita as well. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Chaim says. But that's the answer to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha here too. What did Rabbi Kiva Eger say? If the mother's a shreifa, but you shechted the mother, so shouldn't that shechita work for the baby, a regular case of ben pakua? The mother has a separate problem. The answer is no. If the mother's a shreifa, there's a chisaron in the ma'aser shechita. And that's why it doesn't work for the baby, because it's not a perfect shechita. But again, that discussion is brought up in the sugyas of Uber Yerech Imo and Uber Lav Yerech Imo. Before we continue, the Chashuk Yechemet here brings up a case, again, having to do with a baby inside. A person makes a neder that, right, a woman's wife didn't have children for a couple of years. He makes a neder that when he has a son, he's going to give a certain amount of tzedakah. Certain amount of tzedakah. And his wife, Baruch Hashem, becomes pregnant with a son. When is he chayev to pay his neder? At the moment that he comes back from the pregnancy test? At the moment that he finds out that it's a boy? Or at the moment that the baby is born? He wants to know, when is he chayev in tzedakah? Right? Mistapek, haim ani chayev l'shalim as a neder miyad, o shema amtin, ashtaleid, v'adah shalim as didri. So, what's the halacha? So he gets into the sugya of uber yerech imo. When is it called separate? Quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita. Mutter lishchot esam uberes. Uber yerech imohu. Ve'ein baze iser shal osov es beno. Right? That's what we spoke about before. Umash be dvar shalaman damar uma lav yerech imo aser. Sounds like according to the Rambam, uber lav yerech imo, you wouldn't be able to shech the mother. It's getting back to Rabbi Kiva Eger's issue from before. Another achronim say no. And then he gets into many sources. When is a child called a ben? This is great, quoting from all over. The Amshul Shlomo says, even an ubar in the mother is called a ben. Vayisrotsitsu habanim bekirba. By Yaakov and Esav. They're already called banim inside. But achzerahu rak hanolad. Ben is even inside the uterus, and zera is only afterwards. Kishasli elokim zera acher. Yira zera yarach yamim, Yishayahu says. So maybe here, Mishamachi nirali, says the Amshul Shlomo, Mishanoda shaloeshta yayin at sheyili zera, lo yishta at sheyivalet. So maybe that's the din, and then he quotes other psukim as well. He quotes from the Meshech Chachma. He quotes even after Shetelaid. Maybe only as long as it has to be out of Cheskas Nefel. Maybe not even born. Right? Even further. And he quotes an unbelievable Raya. Right? You have to be a Meshech Chachma to catch this. If you look throughout Tazria Metzora, right? The beginning of the Tumas Leda section says the Torah keeps saying, La Zachar Olana Keva. La Zachar Olana Keva. And finally, at the end, uvimlos yemei tahara leben olabas. Up until there, it's zachar and akeva, and only after uvimlos yemei tahara, after day 40 or day 80, leben olabas. Vatam says the Meshech Chachma, shekiven shemalu ayamim oz eino besavik neichel v'rak oz havi begeder ben olabas. Avo b'shasa leida eino rak zachar and akeva. So it's not only pregnancy; it's not only birth. So, Lamaisa, what about here? V'itachein, says the Chashuk Echemen, maybe all of this has no relevance, even though I wrote it in the Tshuva. Why? Because here we're talking about Nedarim. And we know the rule is by Nedarim, Halach Achar, Lashon B'nei Adam. V'itachein, Shebin Yoneinu, Ein Sorach Lasi, says Akesav Rakla, Kishay Yivaleid. Shekol Zman, Shelo Nolad, Adayin, Ein HaSimcha Mushlemes, V'Nedarim, Halach Achar, Lashon B'nei Adam, Beinim Eskavim, Rakla Achar, Shay Yivaleid. V'yaf Hamar Shal Yitachein, even Marshal might agree to this, V'chulu, and he quotes other related issues. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Call Chai Ve'Misas. So now we get into the second half of the Mishnah that we had back on the Fayin Tess. The Mishnah said, any Chai Ve'Misas that were Nisarev, Zeba Zeh, you have to give the Kala. right? Somebody who's chayev skila is mixed up with somebody who's chayev chenek, so then they both get chenek. And what about niski? And then he gives examples. But getting back to the machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, about which is more chamor. Good, says the Gemara. Kol chayve misos shma mina. From the fact that we would give the more lenient, the easier, the lighter misa to both of them, what did that teach me? Shma mina musrul davar chamor havi musrul davar akal. It must be what this person who we're about to kill with chenek. He was only warned for skila. Right, so how can we give him chenek? It's easier? I don't know, but who says that's true? Do we say that if you accept asra for a more stringent, it's as if you accepted asra for a davar kal? So you see from our Mishnah, yes, right? Don't you? Which is a machlokas elsewhere. Says the ask the Gemara, isn't that a raya? Yes, the Gemara says no, maybe no raya. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hakamai Askinan Kigon. We had this back in the first parak. Kigon Shehisru Bostam. Maybe the case is we only gave stam asra. You didn't say which misa. V'haytanahu, and it's like the following tana. That's all you have to do. Titania v'shar chayve misa shebatorah ein memisano son ella be'eda ve'edim b'hasra. Right, you can't kill somebody unless there's an eda. As we know, there's a Sanhedrin and edim meaning you can't kill based on his own word. Right, in other mesim atzma rasha v'hasra v'yachi yodiu shu chay misas bezdin. That's the Tanakama, and you have to tell him he's chay misa without saying which one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ache yodiuhu be'eza misa hunera. You have to be specific. So maybe our Mishnah is like the Tanakama, so there's no raya. Musra davar chamer, musra davar kal. You are in musra davar chamer, right? You just musra, right? Just said about the misa, but without the specifying. Tosfos here discusses also, what's the difference? Didn't we say earlier, at least twice in this Masechta, that if you can't kill the person in the way that you're supposed to, you can kill him in any way possible? So what's the whole discussion here? Mutar v'chamor, mutar v'kal, right? We said if you can't do skila, then you kill him in any other way. So isn't that already a raya? Unless you say that's not a form of misas besdin. That's just preventative. That's not a kiyum. Right, when we had that machlokas, that might be between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counted four mitzvahs for Dala Misas Bezdin. The Ramban counted one. And we said the Nekudas of machlokas might be, is it Maisa oriented or result oriented? The Rambam is Maisa, Skila, Sreifa, Erechenek. And the Ramban said, just get it done. If Yadar Amikir Becha, a nafkamina might be, if you kill with a Misa, Sheinek Suvabo, so is that a kiyum of the mitzvah, or is that just preventative of the guy going free? Right, so that could be related to this issue as well. But either way, what are the sources? The Gemara earlier didn't quote the sources for this Bachlokas. Tanakama Yalef mi Mekoshesh. The Tanakama learns out from Mekoshesh, because remember, by Mekoshesh, they didn't know which Misa to give. So they obviously didn't give a Hasra for a specific Misa. So just like Mekoshesh, you didn't have to say which Misa. So too, Lidoros. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mekoshesh Horas Shah Haisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Mekoshesh was a Horas Shah. It was a one-time thing, and therefore one can't learn from the Mekoshesh to elsewhere. Especially, I might add, if Mekoshesh was a harasha, especially according to that daya in the Medrash that Tosfos quotes in Baba Basra, that the Mekoshesh was Slavchad, and Slavchad did it all l'shem shamayim, what we call Aveira Lashma, that he just wanted to show everybody that the Hilcha Shabbos were still Chai V'Kayim, just because they weren't going into the Midbar anytime soon, and therefore he dafka was Mechal Shabbos in order to be killed. So if those were the details of the case, again, Bezdin couldn't go by that, because Dvarim Shebelev Einem Dvarim. And the Marsha's question there, if you remember, what about it's a Malachashen Yisrael Likufa, because you did for a different reason, but either way, that we don't know any of his Kavanis, but if you say that, then for sure, it's a Harasha, right? It was a specific case given in the in history. Okay. Haniskalin b'nisrafin. Next case. If you have a group of people, group of niskalin, people who are supposed to get skila that got mixed up with nisrafin, so then, again, we have the same machlokas in the Mishnah. You always go by the more kal, and the machlokas was, which is more kal? Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, skila sreifa, and harag and chenek. Masila Reb Yecheskel Rami Bray. Reb Yecheskel said to him, we start off today with a father and son discussion, and we end off today with a father and son discussion. So Reb Yecheskel said to Rami, his son, Hanisrafin b'niskalin. This is how Rav Yecheskel had the brisa, the following. Hanisrafin b'niskalin, Rabbi Shimon Omer yadunu b'skila, sha'asreifa chamura. You do this, the niskalins, because sreifa is chamur. That's how he had the version. So amalei Rav Yehuda, abba, lotisni hachi. So Rabbi Yehuda, his son, says that, no, wait a minute, that's not the appropriate girsa, because that girsa doesn't make sense. My arya, the sreifa chamura, why would Rabbi Shimon say, if some sreifas came in, got mixed up with niskalin, which means there are more niskalins, right? If it says nisrafin bin niskalin. So why do you have to say that the person is going to get skila because it's more kal, typically, the rupa niskalin inu. See, that's the rov. If the girsa is nisrafin bin niskalin, so there's a second reason, a more basic reason, why they should get skila, not because it's more kal, because that's the rov. So he asks the son, elhechi asne. Okay, so how am I supposed to learn the Mishnah? So he says the following, ha niskalin bin nisrafin. Switch it. If it is called a nisrafin, so nisrafin is the rov. Reb Shimon Amar Yaduna Beskila Shasreifa Chamura. There, nisrafin is more is the rov, and you still give the niskalin because it is more kal. Says the Gemara Yahachi Ema Seifa. So what about the next line? The Chacham Amar Yaduna Besreifa Shaskila Chamura. The Chacham said that. So tepek le deruba nisrafin inu. So why don't you say that? The Rabbanan should have given a different reason. Say it's Rov Nisrafin. You don't have to say that Sreifa is more Kal. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Hasam Rabbanu to Kamila the Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanan could have given that reason, but they were just answering Lishi Tascha. Lididach the Amrit Sreifa Chamura. According to you, you say Sreifa is more Chamur, that's wrong. Lo, Skila Chamura. Yes, we say you'd get Sreifa anyway because it's the Rov. But arguing on your reason, that is why they say what they say. Asks Tosfos, and we'll finish with this, on the bottom. And tomorrow's Da'at Hashem will be put up from the last cycle. Da'at Hashem, Pei Aleph, and then we'll have Shir on Da'at Pei Beis. Da'at Hashem on the Friday, and then the next couple, again, Yontif, I'm going to be away, so it'll be put up from the last cycle until we get back to a regular schedule after Yontif. But anyway, Tosfos says on the bottom, Haniskalin bin Nisrafin, Shal HaRav Yitzchak ben HaRav Mordechai, Es Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rivam asks Rabbeinu Tam, my comer Reb Shimon Yaduna Beskila Shasreifa Chamura Nezel Basar Ruba Lahachmir Bedine Nefashus. Right, Safeg Nefashus. He says that you go by the more kal one, but ask Tosos, why don't you always have a rove? Right, Hochenachar. We follow the rove Bedine Nefashus. So why wouldn't we go by the rove in this case? Right, we said he wouldn't say that reason. He would just go by the rove. So you switch the case. Okay, but now we're asking, why don't you go by the rove? Why don't you go by the rov as Tosfos, right? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos' answer is v'tirates deloazlinan basa ruba lechayev oso shehu zakai mikol v'chol shalohara klal. If you have people who killed that got mixed up with people who didn't kill, and rov are the people who killed, you're not going to go after the rov to kill innocent people, right? That's not going to happen, right? Shalohazlinan basa ruba lechayev oso shehu zakai mikol v'chol shalohara klal. Vilo domi lo osan shahargu vadai ela dolo yadina ni trefa have ishalam have. And that's not similar to somebody who you know who did an act of murder. So that's answer number one. And Tosfos says maybe there's a kavua and not kavua. So Tosfos says if there are innocent people here, for sure, then you can't go after the rove. If there are people who killed, you're just not sure about some details, so then you would say that you could suggest that you go after the rove. The Aruch HaNer, though, here, has another suggestion. He says, he quotes Tosfos elsewhere, Tosfos in Zvachim and in Chulin, B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. How do they answer this question? T'kiva d'nerag b'lav hachi, lo azlinam basaruba mimisa lamisa. If you're talking about people who are going to be killed anyway, you don't have to go by the rov in that case. You go by the miyat, which is the more kal. What's the svar for that? So it says the Aruch HaNer, maybe it's based on the Ron in Nedarim. Which Ron? Top 10 Ron in Nedarim. Daf Nun Beis. Where the Ron discusses Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Remember that Ron? The Ron says that Bittul only takes place. The Ron there is explaining why a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not Batel. Right? Something that's going to become Mutter next week is not Batel. So Rashi says in the beginning of Beitzah, you might as well wait. Might as well wait. It's going to become Mutter anyway in 2 days. But the Ron gives a different shot. The Ron says, because Bittul only takes place when there is a clash. When there's a clash. When there's Isser and Heter falls into Isser, boom, the Heter is Nisbatel, it's nullified, and therefore, Bittul takes place when there's a clash. But if there are two items that are, they're so close, they're close to each other that they can coexist with each other, and there's no clash, the Isser talking about there is Darash Yisrael HaTibrin, it's going to come Mutter in 2 days. So that falls into other heter that is going to be, right, Devar Sheish Matir is not going to be Bata because it could coexist. Because it's considered heter b'heter. and therefore it is not batel. That is the Ron's svar. But again, the yisod is if they could coexist, so then there's no bittel. Says the Aruch HaNer, maybe that's the pshat of that answer of Rabbeinu Tam. If two people are going to be killed, if they're going to be killed anyway, you don't have to follow the rov. Meaning bittel doesn't take place. Why? Because they're all chayiv misa anyway. So they coexist, and the bittel doesn't take place. Therefore, you can go by the cow one, you don't have to go by the rov. Only if somebody is not chayiv misa at all, then you have the kasha of going after the rov, and then you have to come up with some other answers of the ba'alei hatosis. That's what the Aruch HaNer says. Kivan dahach, the rov yalfinan misan hedrin, the mikzazam chayiv, mikzazam mazakin, the chulu. He says, lo shayach lomar min b'mina lo batok, she'echad iser v'echad hedrach, she'shneim heter. The chulu, he continues. Umutiratzim b'zeh, kol kushis, yikshu atizur min atam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, again, we will continue you know what? Let's just finish. Let's just finish the next two lines. Amalei Shmuel l'Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, lo temel al avuchachi. What are you talking to your father like that? You're saying, no, don't say this. Right, Tanya, harisha ya'aviv over al divrei Torah. You can't tell your father, hey, you're doing an avera. Lo yomer lo abba avart al divrei Torah, elo omer lo abba kach kasev haTorah. You have to say, it says this in the Torah. Doesn't it say this in the Torah? Sof haynoach, isn't that the same thing? You're saying you went against what it says in the Torah. Elo omer lo abba mikra kasev mikva Torah kach. The pasuk says this. You just make a statement. And memela, he should learn from what's implied. There's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam here. I read it in a certain way. Is it better to ask it as a question, or is it better to say it as a statement? Is it better to say, doesn't it say in the Torah? Then you're not saying, it says in the Torah! Right? Or is it better? No. It's worse to say it as a question. Doesn't it say in the Torah? It's better just to make a statement. It says in the Torah, da, da, da. That's a machlokas, what, Rashi says, it's better, it's worse as a question, and it's better as a statement. Just say, the Torah says, da, da, da. That's Rashi. Benichusa, v'hu atzmo yasim alibo amazem askiro. And the Rambam, Menuchas Mamrim, has a lahefech, right? The she'ila, saying it as a question, is more mechubad. If you say you make a statement, that's like really undermining the father's position. Okay, either way, we'll stop here, B'ez Hashem. We'll continue, we'll get into Pinchas and Kippah on the next couple of dafim. B'ez Hashem, again, we'll pick up after.